Hello, Big Nukes Phil here, coming to you from deep inside the Soviet States of America once again. And I guess I'm deep in the basement of the Soviet States of America, the internet basement where my videos will never be trending. You'll never see me in the trending category. And it's because I go after people like this. Because I challenge the people who claim to know someone who died on 9/11, the crisis actors. We know it's impossible that anyone died on 9/11 because that whole scenario they presented us was impossible on 9/11. So here's my channel. Let's see, yesterday I uploaded this video Friday night without Jim Rizzoli. Oh, and so I'll send our best wishes to the Rizzoli family because Joe's in bad health right now. And so, Jim's done a lot of good stuff for me. He got me a lot of exposure that I wasn't getting because my channel's banned. Because, like I said, I'm in the cellar of the basement of the internet in the Soviet States of America. I mean, you can't get any lower than that. I mean, not only am I in the Soviet States of America, but I'm in the basement, okay? And it's because my message will not be highlighted or trending. This guy Strongbeer wanted to tell me that he knew someone who died on 9/11. And so he gave up a he gave me this name. So we were going back and forth. Oh, J James D. Clear. And that's how you spell it right there, James D. Clear. What did he say here? In 1977, Jean Rieger prayed that God would bring her a good man. The phone rang that same evening, and it was James Clear. 1 year later, they were married. See, it's this whole soap opera type script he gave me. And he doesn't personally know this guy. What he does he Googled this guy's name, and this is exactly what it says on the internet about James Clear. This cheesy little story about how his wife prayed to God to get married. And so anyway, down here he's going off, and I keep telling him, I said, this guy, this is you, I said down here, I Googled that name. I just Googled Jim Clear. That cheesy story about his wife praying for her husband and is available on the internet. You got that story from the internet, you fraud. He copied and pasted that story from the internet and claims that he's knowing this guy. And here's the point I make, because he's saying that he left behind two kids and a wife. Well, then how come those two kids aren't at the freaking doorstep of every media station saying, I want justice for my father who died on 9/11? This is why the Jews can't kill anybody. And this, and, you know, I've made this point before, and I'm getting sick of making it. This is the reason why Jews can't kill anybody in these events. Because if they killed anybody, you would have real victims. People that could go down to the media and camp out on their doorstep and said, I need some cameras right now. I need somebody to tell me why my father didn't come home after 9/11, and you're giving me this cheesy story about some airplanes that crashed into the building. You see, it's bullshit that all these family members are accepting this story. The reason why they're accepting the story is because all the family members are in on it. There is no 9/11 Families for Justice. Okay, they're all frauds. Every single family member from 9/11 is a fraud. This James Clear is a freaking invented identity. This whole story is invented. That's the reason why the Jews can't kill anybody, because then they would have real victims, people who could command some real power in the media. See, people like me, I can't claim to be victim of nothing. And so that's why they can relegate me into the basement, right? They can keep me in the basement because I can't go camp out on the media and say, hey, I want some cameras to cover my story. And so that's why they don't allow any real victims. It's all actors in these events. And people who give me that stupid question, they say, Phil, you don't think the Jews are capable of killing real people in these events? No, they're not capable because they know that that would give them power. It's easier for them not to and to control the whole situation because there's people walking among us who are just born liars. And the Jews get these people, they pay them some money, and they lie on the fucking TV about losing their family members. Okay? And we're surrounded by them. They walk among us. They look just like you and me. All these family members that you see on the internet telling you that they lo or they saved somebody from the World Trade Center, these false heroes, the stolen valor, they claim they pulled somebody out of the rubble. They're all liars. And the people that say they pulled people out of the rubble, they're even more despicable liars because they're stealing valor. They're pretending like they're some kind of hero. These people are despicable. There's nobody pulled out of the rubble. Those were empty buildings that they just demolitioned. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, this guy's strong beer. If you want to go and check out our discourse here on this video, Friday Night Without Jibber and Zoli. Hope Jim's doing good. And it's all that crap. What do I've been practicing with my, I told you already, I'm practicing with my video splicing. I'm trying to edit some videos here. So I slowed this one down, I showed you. All you got to do is just look at this. Okay, on slow motion. There's no part of the airplane that falls down. We should be seeing more than half of the airplane bouncing off. The entire airplane goes into the building. These little pieces you see falling right here, that's cladding from the outside. That's cladding. That's aluminum cladding from the outside of the building. That's not pieces of the airplane. You see, the entire airplane goes in that. And the dust cloud or the is not disturbed by the wind vortex. You should see two swirls in that cloud right there. Two swirls. Each wing has a swirl behind it, a swirl of air. Okay, and so this cloud that comes out is not disturbed by the swirl. See that? There's no pieces of the airplane bouncing off. You're looking at an impossibility. Even this, if this is a drone, people say that they use drones. If this is a drone, well, then we still would see pieces of the airplane falling back. They didn't use a drone. They used a car. This is a cartoon and some pyrotechnics. That's what they use. So no, if they deceived us on this level, well, then there is nobody in that building either. Empty building. They controlled demolition. This is pyrotechnics, you see. This fire, this flame coming out is pyrotechnics. It's all Hollywood illusion. Okay. So a guy like me who's in the basement of the internet, I can take on these family members from 9/11 because, come sue me. I don't care. I don't care what you do. Come sue me. It's like, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to. And this latest shooting at Perry, Iowa, I'm going to go challenge all those parents too. People that claim they know somebody who got killed or hurt in that event. I'll take on all those families too. You're lying. There was no shooting at that school. All these school shootings are fake. Every single one of them. You people, we're in a spell. They're telling us that we live in this dangerous world. It's like an MK Ultra. We've got to snap it. Snap out of it. Okay? All right. That's my little rant for this morning. All right. Talk to you later.